Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 251 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for November 6th is: think about a project whose completion seems far away. Rather than focusing on the final product, list three things you can do today to contribute to the project's completion, no matter how small they are. Focus on completing those three tasks today with as much perfection as possible. Analyze how the quality of the tasks completed today will contribute to the overall quality of the project. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking excellence. On episode number 227, on October 13th, we talked about an example with a ceramics class where a group of students who focused on the quantity of pots made ended up making better pots than the group who focused on the quality of pots made. And the takeaway was that we can't be afraid to make mistakes, because it is often through these mistakes that we learn to do things. But today's challenge seems to contradict that a little bit as we talk about trying to complete tasks with as much perfection as possible. So which is it? Just do stuff a bunch of times to get better at it, or try to do it as perfectly as possible? The first point I'd like to discuss is that when we are first learning a skill or trying to do something new, a high volume of practice is definitely needed before fine-tuning can take place. This makes me think about my daughter, who's learning to play the piano. Repetition each week to learn her new songs is important, but there's also a system and a process to do that. At first, we focus on playing the correct notes. She often plays the notes for the wrong counts or not with the proper style or volume. But if I tried to correct all of those different areas of her piano playing at once, she would become overwhelmed. So we start with trying to play the notes correctly and as perfectly as possible. But when things don't go perfectly, we aren't afraid to go back and try it again. And we often break the song down into smaller segments. We'll practice one segment until we can play it perfectly before we move on to the next one. Could we play the whole song every time, just like the ceramic students made an entire pot every time? Sure, but we often need to break our projects down into segments. Once my daughter gets the hang of the correct notes, then we move on to holding the notes for the correct counts, and then we can move on to style and volume. So the second important thing to remember is that a project that seems massive and not near completion can often lose our interest because we don't see the importance of the component parts. And this is why we often want to focus on completing basic or intermediary tasks to contribute to the process. John Gordon explains about the game day principle in his book Training Camp. The game day principle says that our performances only make up about 5% of our entire life. So what makes up the other 95%? All the training and preparing for those performances. And just like if we're making pots, or learning to play the piano, or looking to build stronger relationships with our students and athletes, we can't only focus on the performances, the end results. We must focus on the tasks to build up to those final results. And the third idea about completing these process tasks as perfectly as possible is that we are talking about perfectly in the moment. This means completing them to the best of our ability according to where we are at right now. We're not talking about perfect in terms of comparison to anyone else. And putting our best effort into completing each task to the best of our ability doesn't guarantee that we will get the results we want right away. But it will guarantee that if we stick with the process, we will maximize our full potential. So how about you? Rather than focusing on the final product, can you list three things you can do today to contribute to a project's completion, no matter how small they are? Can you focus on completing those three tasks today with as much perfection as possible? How will the quality of the tasks completed today contribute to the overall quality of the project? So if our project is to build stronger relationships and deeper connection with our students and athletes, then maybe those smaller tasks are smiling and greeting our students when they come into our classrooms. Maybe it's asking them questions about their activities and interests outside the classroom. Or maybe it's giving them the freedom to fail and being there to help them when they do. Because seeking excellence is about the process, a process that can help us increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.